Very serious story now. An update on what's the situation in Ivory Coast. Is it a return to rule of law that they're looking for in Ivory Coast, or martial law, or will the standoff simply continue? Another African delegation, a high-level delegation, goes to convince President Laurent Gbagbo to step down, and another delegation goes away empty-handed. John James joins us once again, BBC reporter in Abidjan. What's the latest, John?
Well, the delegation has gone back now to Nigeria, to the president of Nigeria, Goodluck Jonathan. He's actually in charge. He's the current chairman of the West African regional body, ECOWAS. So he sent them last week. They came away empty-handed. As you say, they came again yesterday, and again they came away empty-handed. So now he's having to deal with their debrief and try and work out some way to go forward. What's the way out of this? Is it going to be a military intervention? Is there more room for talks? Was there any hint at all of a possible negotiated settlement? He said that he's going to come out with some details this Tuesday on the way forward.
Now, this some tape that we heard yesterday, which I think came from you, John, was from the Sierra Leonean information minister, who described Laurent Gbagbo as a reasonable man. He doesn't seem to be portraying himself that in the way this is unfolding.
Yes, I mean, certainly an approachable person, friendly, certainly when he met with the presidents on Monday. An intelligent man as well. He studied history at the Sorbonne. He was a history professor beforehand. But at the same time, very insistent, stubborn, some would say, that he was the winner of November's election, and he's not budging from that position. And he says to do so would go against the Constitution. He was declared the winner by the Constitutional Council. Most of the world think that behaved as a sort of kangaroo court. Sure. And the real victory was for Alassane Ouattara, who was declared the winner by the Independent Electoral Commission. So that's the election dispute, and Gbagbo insists that he's right and he's not going to leave.
John James is a BBC reporter in Abidjan, giving us an update on the situation in there. And he raised the possibility of military intervention. And ECOWAS, the delegation which just left Ivory Coast, has a sort of NATO-style peacekeeping function as well. John, hold on there. We're going to welcome in Mamadou Diouf, who's the director of the Institute of African Studies at Columbia University. Does ECOWAS have a precedent and a track record of this kind of military intervention? Should they go into Ivory Coast and oust Laurent Gbagbo by force?
No. I think it will be the first time that a regional force in Africa will be intervening to actually impose a president that had been elected. ECOWAS has already intervened in many African countries, but in situations which were basically a situation of political and military crisis or civil war, like in Liberia and Sierra Leone. So this is the first, for the first time, actually, ECOWAS is facing a situation like this one.
Now, you described those other situations. Essentially, there was an invitation in for ECOWAS from some sort of institution, a mediating institution. That would not necessarily be the case here. There are many in the region who say that Nigeria is just basically calling the shots here, and the political fortunes of the Nigerian leadership will determine whether there is an ECOWAS intervention. What do you make of that, Professor Diouf?
But the reason is simple. Nigeria is the most populated and more powerful country in the region. Nigeria is the regional power, and Nigeria which called for the shot, because it has the resources and it has the army, which has been the case in all ECOWAS intervention in the West African region. It was led by Nigeria. The other element, which is an important element, is that it seems that though the regional organization has issues a position which is a common position, some of the countries are very reluctant in sending an army
right.
in Ivory Coast, like Ghana, but also Cape Verde.
So keeping a kind of coalition sense is going to be very, very challenging. Mamadou Diouf, director of the Institute of African Studies at Columbia University, thanks so much. John James, before we go, it seems, and we sort of skirted this issue last week when we spoke, that all of the regional institutions are being tested here: United Nations, or you know, the Organization of African Unity, the ECOWAS regional institutions, even Nigeria's political will is being tested, and it seems like they're all failing.
Yeah, I mean, this is very much, as you look at it, the international community versus Laurent Gbagbo. I mean, he doesn't have many friends out there outside of Ivory Coast, apart from possibly Cap Verde, Angola, and the Gambia, hardly heavyweights in world politics. So it is a big test, because the UN and other organizations have come out really black and white, really, in saying that Alassane Ouattara was the winner of the elections, and the UN have even gone as far as accepting the ambassador nominated by Alassane Ouattara to be the official Ivory Coast ambassador to the UN, and the United States and European countries will follow with similar moves as well. So they've been very clear on what they think, who they think won. But on the ground, Laurent Gbagbo is still very much in charge.
And on the ground, representatives of Alassane Ouattara were speaking over the weekend that, you know, the country's on the verge of genocide. That rhetoric seems to have backed away. Where does that stand now?
Yes, and that was the man sent to be the ambassador for Ivory Coast to the United Nations, talking about the, you know, warning about genocide. I think people have realized that it's a very strong word to use for what's going on in the ground. At the same time, we've noticed that in the past week or so, that sort of violence has diminished very, very strongly. So we're not in the same sort of situation we saw about 2 weeks ago, when in the space of a few days, around 200 people probably were killed among those supporters of Alassane Ouattara. So that's diminished a lot. I think people talking less about the word genocide, which, of course, is very emotive and a very strong word.
In the last few seconds, one quote from a Cote d'Ivoirian civilian who just basically scratches their head and says, please, can this be over?
Yeah, people thought these elections would finish with all their problems. Instead, they've created some new ones, and people just want to get on with their lives and not have these sorts of disputes, well, potentially ruining them.
Indeed. John James, BBC reporter with an update from Abidjan, Ivory Coast. Thanks so much.
Thank you.